Microsoft and the Justice Department may have agreed, tentatively, to settle the government's antitrust case against the software giant. The two sides have been in settlement talks for more than a year. The government says Microsoft has hurt competition and consumers by bundling programs with its popular Windows operating system. NPR's John McChesney is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What is the pressure to settle the case now?
The pressure comes from Judge Colleen Kolar Kotelly. She's the new judge in the case replacing Judge Jackson. She set a deadline of Friday, saying that a settlement right now is in the best interest of the country in these troubled times. If they didn't settle by Friday, then they would begin hearings on what remedies, what things to do to Microsoft to keep it from its anti-competitive behavior. It's been going on a long time, Bob. We started back in 1995. We had a trial in 1998. The court ordered a breakup, and the appeals court reversed the breakup. But this deal, as you said, is tentative. It's not finalized.
What's in the settlement?
As we know it, the first thing is that it would give computer makers more freedom to load software of their choosing, rather than Microsoft choosing, and they could change and fiddle with the desktop. That's the screen that opens, you know, when we first boot up our computer. It would set down some rules on how much of Microsoft's source code, the company's family jewels, would be made available to competitors. And it might require, and this is less certain, it might require that Microsoft make available a version of Windows that didn't have other bundled software with it. That's not exactly clear. And it would establish a technical review committee to watch over any disputes that arise over the terms of this agreement.
Does this have implications for Microsoft's newest version of Windows, Windows XP?
Well, that horse is out of the barn, Bob. Windows XP is out there. What the agreement doesn't do, at least as far as we know, it doesn't restrict the bundling of different kinds of software into Windows. And that's what started this anyway, with the bundling of Internet Explorer to wipe out Netscape. And that might be a sticking point with the states, who've been far more militant about this case than the federal government has been. And the states have been hiring their own lawyers. They've hired a really top-flight trial judge here in Washington. And California, New York, Connecticut, Iowa, and Wisconsin are leading the charge on this. And the appeals court actually said that commingling of code, that is, the commingling of different pieces of software into the operating system, is not cool.
NPR's John McChesney.